Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Now it's time for our film reviews. We've only got a couple this week after the deluge of Oscar winners last week. We begin with Gringo. Mild-mannered Harold Soyinka, played by David Oyelowo, is a businessman on a mission in Mexico for his employers. He finds himself at the mercy of his backstabbing business colleagues back home, local drug lords, and a morally conflicted black ops mercenary. Crossing the line from law-abiding citizen to wanted criminal, Harold battles to survive his increasingly dangerous situation in ways that raise the question, is he out of his depth or two steps ahead? After hearing about a potential merger from his accountant, Harold asks his untrustworthy boss, Richard, played by Joel Edgerton, if there's any truth in the rumour.
Richard, is everything okay here? It's just I heard a rumour. Something about a possible merger.
Harold, listen. When you needed a job and you came to me, I said if you stuck with me, your life is gonna look like a rap video, right? And haven't I always looked after you? I give you an incredible position as operations supervisor.
Yes.
I handed you the Mexico assignment.
Yes.
I gave Bonnie a job designing my loft.
That was generous.
Trust me, be patient, man. And everything's gonna get revealed.
Why don't you reveal it to me?
Now, when I told you about the two gorillas, I read it in this book, two gorillas, right? And every day they get fed carrots. And every day they eat the carrots, no problem. Chomp, 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 so delicious. Except one day, the handler, he gives one of the gorillas a banana, and the other guy still gets his carrots. He doesn't want to eat the carrots. You know why? Because he's seen another guy eat the banana. You know what I'm saying? Harold, eat your carrots, because I have your back.
David Oyelowo as Harold and Joel Edgerton as Richard in Gringo. Now, this film draws parallels as a light and fluffier version of Sicario, which was released a few years ago, and for which there's a second version coming. Certainly, for my money, it's mildly amusing. The character Harold gets himself into all sorts of scrapes, not necessarily with hilarious results. It's good entertainment. You're not going to remember it as you leave the cinema, but certainly worth watching. You know, if you have one of those cards where you can see as many films as you like. But if not, I wouldn't bother watching it in the cinema. I'd wait till it pitches up at home. David Oyelowo has always been good in stuff like Spooks, but he's not awfully engaging in this, which is a crying shame, really. Very, very talented and likeable actor. Next up, You Were Never Really There. This film involves a missing teenage girl, a brutal and tormented enforcer on a rescue mission, and corrupt power and vengeance unleash a storm of violence that may lead to the awakening of the lead character. This film is very hard to describe without giving vast amounts of the plot away. But in this clip, Senator Albert Votto, played by Alex Manette, hires Joe, played by Joaquin Phoenix, to find his teenage daughter, who's been abducted into a sex trafficking ring in Manhattan.
235 East 31st Street. That's what the text said. You have kids, Joe?
No.
Nina. Her name is Nina. I've heard of these places. Underage girls.
Senator, if she's there, I'll get her.
Cleary said you were brutal.
I can be. I need this. Pete, this suggests 3 a.m. Hotel Caribe, room 701.
I want you to hurt them.
Alex Manette and Joaquin Phoenix in You Were Never Really There. Given the subject matter, this film is a very hard watch. Like Ramsey's other films, Morven Caller and We Need to Talk About Kevin. The film, though, is excellent. It uses long silences and lingering shots to allow the characters to be drawn properly and for the drama to build and to hit home. All the performances are excellent, though. And even in view of the subject matter, it's well worth watching. And those are our film reviews for this week.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sober.org.